It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the program this morning, all across the great state of Michigan, slash taking time off of playing in that Capital One commercial that's been on ad nauseum for the past few months. To play the intro later, Sweet Child of Mine. It's Axl Rose's birthday today. Axl Rose turns, if you can believe it, 61. 61 for Axl Rose. Lead singer with Guns N' Roses and Sweet Child of Mine, number one in 1988. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined by State Representative Andrew Fink, 35th District here in Michigan, talking about these ideas, this scheme among Michigan Democrats, Governor Whitmer specifically, to try to avoid the trigger to give all Michigan residents and businesses income tax relief, currently 4.25%. Theoretically, it appears it would drop to, 4.05%. Andrew, we talked about some of the specifics. One idea that was floated about a week ago was the idea of some sort of, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I read it essentially as a slush fund for businesses. That they called it like a closing fund, right, where you'd have this money that the governor could use to entice companies to stay in Michigan, to come to Michigan. This would be taken out of the tax surplus and thus reduce the surplus and not hit the trigger. Is that still being discussed, or is this, or are those rebate checks now the mechanism the governor would use to avoid hitting the trigger for the tax cut?
In terms of whether it's being discussed by the governor and the legislative leadership, I just have to point out that this entire term so far has been very cloak and dagger, and there hasn't been a lot of transparency. And so until the final plan has been revealed, I can't say what they're going to put in it, because they're not asking me for my ideas on this one. But I do think that there is both a belief that the what's called the SOAR fund is a meaningful part of potential growth in our state by Governor Whitmer. There's a belief in that and a desire to avoid the general fund revenues at close of books exceeding the amount of money. I don't remember exactly what the figure is, but exceeding the amount of money that would trigger this income tax cut. And so even though the end of the fiscal year was September 30th of 2022, the governor is appearing, it appears that she is going to try to execute some kind of accounting tricks to avoid acknowledging how much general fund revenue we actually had on that date by retroactively saying that the revenue that is in the general fund now was effective, no later than September 30th, in another place. So, yes, that does seem to be part of the scheme here. And, again, it's really just anything to avoid a permanent income tax cut, a permanent source of relief and the ability to keep more of what every family earns for everyday Michiganians.
State Rep. Andrew Fink with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Do you anticipate that this essentially, we'll find out what Wednesday or so, the budget plan's due on Wednesday, so theoretically we'd find out details and how the governor wants to play this on Wednesday, by Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I would expect that there's going to be at least the major muscle movements included in the governor's budget presentation on Wednesday, which is before the House and Senate Combined Appropriations Committees.
All right. Now, I saw a piece last week of you rising to speak in the chamber about the way that Michigan Democrats and the Democrat majority in the House have run things in the few weeks that they've had power in some of these budget bills and some of the things being discussed. You have said a few times in our interview here today that you've not really had the opportunity to have your voice heard, nor have you had an opportunity to take part in these debates. How would you describe the way the Democrats have been running the chamber thus far in terms of debates and allowing things to be to rise to the floor, so to speak?
Well, Scott, it's a good question. The process of legislating, or what Bismarck said in the 19th century was sausage making, isn't exactly interesting to the average person unless it has an impact on what the ultimate policy is going to be. And so the circumstance that we're in here is, you're asking me very reasonable questions about what's going to happen to a House bill that I think they want us to vote on as early as this week.
Right.
I have no idea what is in it. And the method of doing that is, so the bill's introduced, typically it'd go to a committee hearing. That's not happening right now. I don't know if a single bill has had a committee hearing. Maybe some did last week. I haven't. None of my committees have met to discuss a bill yet. And certainly House Bill 4001, which is this potential income tax changer, did not go through a committee process. So it said to go straight to the House floor, pass in one form, goes to the Senate floor. I don't think they had a committee over there, although I'm not monitoring the day-to-day workings of the Senate, but I don't think they had a committee there. They pass a different version. It comes back to the House. We disagree with it, and that sends it to conference committee. So now instead of a full committee hearing in public with everybody having a Open Meetings Act right to weigh in on the legislation, goes to a conference committee, which is two Democrats from the House, two Democrats from the Senate, one Republican from each chamber, no one else in the room other than staff, and presumably input from the governor, to create what will be ultimately a bill that, once it comes to the floor, because it's coming out of conference committee, cannot be amended. Mm-hmm. Now, nobody cares about all this process, I don't think, except that it means that it's going to be in the form that the governor herself has written, and I won't even have the right as a legislator to offer an amendment to the legislation. So no one has seen this legislation, and no one will be able to change it. It'll be a straight up or down vote, probably along party lines, and it will have none of the markings of classic Republican, smaller Republican, you know, deliberative process. The legislature will essentially be a rubber stamp for the governor in that process.
State Representative Andrew Fink, we're just out of time. I'm sure Steve will also keep the audience up to date on what happens throughout the week, but we appreciate your time and checking in with us to let us know what you know, what you've been allowed to know from Democrats in the House. Andrew Fink from the 35th District, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott. See ya.
Appreciate it. This portion brought to you by Power Plus Mouth Guard. Dr. Michael Hutchinson has patented a mouth guard for athletes at all sports. Using the mouth guard prevents concussions almost completely. Those using the breakthrough technology suffer concussions 0.26% of the time. Incredibly, it increases your strength and speed by up to 16%. MSU and Wayne State have tested the Power Plus mouth guard and have certified those results. So head to powerplusmouthguard.com to learn more. Use the promo code POWERUP2022 to save 10% at powerplusmouthguard.com. Back to wrap up this edition of the show. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of our United States. Most people know him as a man of great wisdom and vision. What many don't realize, however, is that when it came to finding late model sedans at government auctions or even looking up a zip code, Mr. Lincoln's wisdom was sadly lacking. In fact, the citizens of that day knew it best not to even ask. Fortunately, now there's firstgov.gov, the official place to turn when you need information about federal, state, and local government. Whether it's how to get a student loan, renew your passport, or even apply for a small business loan. All three of which, as numerous historians have noted, were remarkably absent from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. So go to firstgov.gov. Who knows? If Abe had it in his day, he could have checked out an auction and traded that drafty log cabin for a nice condo on Maui. Firstgov.gov, a monumental source of useful information.